you can tell everybody. Yeah, you can tell everybody. Go ahead and tell everybody. I'm the man, I'm the man, I'm the man. Yes, I am, yes, I am, yes, I am. I'm the man, I'm the man, I'm the man.
What's up, everybody? Yeah, you can go ahead and tell everybody, man, that Press Podcast is on the air right now, man. Send out the link. Tell all your friends to tune in to the link. Check out the show. I'm so excited to be here with you, man, that the day has finally come that I get to share the things that are on my heart, man, and I get to encourage you a little bit. So before I get started, I really just want to give you an introduction to the show. Let you know what PRESS is all about. PRESS is an acronym. It stands for Putting Relentless Emphasis on Seizing Success. And my definition of success is this: when you get to the place where you are aware, first, of why God put you on the earth, and secondly, when you're walking in it, then you're successful. You know, there's so many people who never realize, who fail to realize what their true potential is in God. So that's what the heart behind Press Podcast is, because I want to motivate you. I want to stimulate you to keep on pressing towards what God has for you. Because where you at right now is not the end. Where you at right now is not the last chapter to the book. So I want you Just to stay with me, man. Ride with me. We're going to go through some stuff. Listen, I'm growing along with you, so I'm not going to be on a soapbox up here telling you, you know, what you need to do and what you need to stop doing, and I'm not doing it. So as we grow, you know, we're going to hit milestones together. When I hit milestones in my life, I'm going to tell y'all about those milestones. Some goals for me right now is to be able to do this as well as music. For those of you who know me for my music, I go by John Doe with Renaissance Movement. The goal for me this year is to be able to go full time in ministry, and doing things like I'm doing right now, speaking into the lives of young, old, and everybody in between. So those are some of the goals for me. And as I hit those milestones, you know, I'm going to be telling you, listen, these are the principles that I used to get to this particular spot. These are the principles, matter of fact, that I'm using to get to this spot. Because, you know, principles go into effect long before you see results. You know, you put a seed in the ground and you water it, but it takes a while before you get to see it bud, before you get to see it sprout anything. So we're going to be talking about some of those processes. Sowing some of those seeds. You know, me myself, man, I'm from a broken home background, just to give you a little bit about who I am. Lived in the hood, lived wherever I could live, man, with my mom, my grandma, who was the backbone of our family. She passed away from cancer, and things just began to be a roller coaster for me. But, you know, one day I can remember that we got evicted. Okay, so all of our stuff, well, and we got evicted from a hotel, mind you, because we no longer had the place that we had when grandma was alive. So we living in a hotel, and we had got evicted from the hotel, and I'm sitting on a step, all of our stuff is outside on the curb, and I remember distinctly having this feeling. And I looked up to the sky, like I wasn't churched, you know what I'm saying? I wasn't churched. I didn't know anything about God. But I felt like there must be a reason why I'm going through all of the stuff that I'm going through. There must be something great for me if I have to go through all of this pain. And I don't even know where that thought came from. Nobody taught me to think like that at that particular age, you know, 14 years old. But that was the thought at that particular time. And, you know, as I live, man, I'm seeing God do more and more and more. And those doors of greatness begin to open up. Not that I'm great, but because of what he put in me, you know, which is himself. So, and that's what I want to let you know. What he's put in you is greatness. So, you know, with the show, you know, I want to give you some more info on what this show is and what it is not. this is not going to be a theology. This is not going to be like Bible study. You know, I'm not going to be breaking out any deep topics, at least not on purpose. Any deep revelatory trying to teach you type stuff from scriptures, man. I just want to encourage you from scriptures. I just want to uplift you. So a lot of what you're going to hear from me is stuff that you already know. It's stuff that you already know, but, you know, I don't get tired of stirring you up by way of remembrance, man. So I want you to remember what God said about you, because sometimes we tend to forget because we hear so many negative influences and we hear so many negative voices in our life on a daily basis, even our own voice in our head telling us that, you know, we're not enough, that we don't amount to anything, that we'll never make it, that we'll never achieve the dream that's in our heart. And, you know, I'm coming against that on this show. So we're going to press through all of that. So those are some of the things that you can expect from the show. Like I said, I'm going to try to do this. Not going to try. We're going to do this on a weekly basis. Every Wednesday, tune in. We're going to be encouraging, giving some topics out, and, you know, just letting God do what he does through it. You know, like I said, also, this is a journey for myself. So I'm not taking the seat of being anybody's teacher. But what I am doing is taking the seat of walking through it with you. You know, let's grow together. The information that I learned, I'm going to pass it on to you. And we're going to succeed. We're going to walk together. I feel like one of the biggest things right now that's lacking in a lot of you guys' life, man, is a constant voice that's telling you that you can. Because everything around us is telling us that we can't. Circumstances and situations are no excuse for not living out your dream. And, you know, I'm going to share that also with some students today, because right now, as we speak, I'm at Norfolk Christian, sharing with some students right now about follow me, what Jesus said, what Jesus meant when he said follow me. So, I mean, it's cool. I'm in two places at one time. Y'all don't understand how this working. You know what I'm saying? I mean, it's greatness. I'm just kidding, man. Listen, I just want you to understand and know that there is more to life than what you've seen. There's more to life than what you've experienced. And if you'll be bold enough to step out on faith, bold enough to trust the Holy Spirit, whom you said is in you. You said it. You know, you receive Christ, you receive his Holy Spirit. But what is that for? Is that just for, you know, shouting and dancing and whatever else we do inside the church? No, it's not, man. It God called us, first of all, yes, to walk with him, to abandon the ways of the world. That's true. But there's another layer to it. There's another part to it where he called us to go to the world in some mode, some form. Like, what is it specifically for you that God called you to go out and do for the kingdom? Mm-hmm. Your dream. Typically, we don't like to talk about that because it's something that's bigger than us. And that's cool. It's supposed to be. It's something that we feel like we can't achieve. That's cool. I'm here to tell you that you can achieve it, but you're going to have to put in some work. See, I was always taught that every time God does something or whenever God blesses you, it's just supposed to be easy, right? Like, if God did it, if God is opening the door, you're supposed to just be able to walk through with no problems. But I got a problem with that philosophy, because we battle against somebody called Satan, right? Who doesn't want God's will to be done, right? So if he doesn't want God's will to be done, and the thing that God has put in your heart is his will, and I believe majority of the time it is, like we've been taught. Another thing that we've been taught, that, you know, God is going to like give us something to do that we don't want to do. like the dream in your heart, that's just you. But what God really wants you to do, that's not what you're going to want to do. You're going to have to, he's going to have to drag you into it kicking and screaming. Yo, I don't believe that. I believe that the scripture says that he will give you the desires of your heart if you delight in him. But I also believe that he's the one that put those desires there in the first place. Like Joseph. Remember, Joseph had the dream that he was ruling over his family. I mean, who... Imagine you go tell your family, listen, you know, I had a dream that y'all was bowing down to me. I mean, you imagine, I mean, his brothers were upset about that. His brothers didn't want to receive that. They're like, yo, who are you to say that we're going to be bowing down to you? So they couldn't receive his dream. And that happens to us a lot. God gave you a dream. He gave you a vision. You go tell your family about it, they shoot it down. It's not their dream. It's your dream. So we got to learn how to protect the thing that God gave us. He got to learn how to protect it. And I didn't even want to go this deep on the first episode, for real, for real. Like, I just want to give y'all, I just wanted to give y'all some introduction and just, you know, let you know which way we're going to be going. But this is great. I hope somebody's being encouraged on the very first episode. You have to protect the dream and the vision that God put in your heart. Everybody's not going to always understand where you're coming from. And you have to be willing to be unreasonable. You have to be willing to be unreasonable. Because if every person that comes to you and tells you that you can't do something, if they move you, then you'll never do anything. They'll be right. And you'll be right because you're telling yourself that. You know, I've heard it said that the man that says he can and the man who says he can't, they're both usually right. So it doesn't matter if anybody else believes in you, you gotta believe in you. And I know there's some people who think, you know, okay, I'm not going to feed you no whole bunch of self-help stuff. I'm not going to feed you no whole bunch of, you know, you're great apart from God. No, you're not great apart from God. But what I'm talking about and the people that I'm talking to are the ones who have God, who have a relationship with God. But you're not walking in your greatness. Why? Why are you afraid to step out and do what God called you to do? Why is it that you allow people who are afraid to pursue their own dreams to tell you not to pursue yours? Have you ever noticed that? All of the naysayers, all of the people who telling you, oh man, don't do that, that's not safe, that's not, you know, all of the people who are telling you that, they are people who have never taken a chance. They are people who've never taken a risk. So they're telling you from experience, well, or from lack of experience, because they haven't tried anything and they've been safe, they've been fine. Look at me, I'm doing fine because I haven't done anything. I haven't tried anything. Well, how much more fine? How much more great could you be if you did try something? How much more great would you be, or how much more further along would you be if you were willing to take some risk in life? That's what I'm talking about. You know, 2015 for me is a year of stepping out, man. Stepping out, like starting this podcast. Like, I was severely nervous. Didn't know how it was going to pan out. Didn't know how it was going to sound. You know, like, this is something big for me because I'm usually not a talkative person. Like, I make music, but I don't do a lot of talking, you know. So, you probably can't tell by listening to me. But, you know, I'm usually reserved and quiet. But, and the thought of this podcast, it felt right in my heart. It felt like God was saying that I was equipped to do it. But I began to put limits on myself. I began to think, well, maybe I'm not you know, a people person. Maybe I'm not enough of a people person. Maybe this or that, and began to put the limitations on myself. When really, I mean, the only person who can stop you is you. And again, I'm not telling you anything you don't know. I'm telling you all stuff that you already know. I'm telling you what you already know. But I'm also telling you from personal experience. So if you're listening to me, and you got a dream in your heart, listen, let's walk this thing out together. Look, I made the first step. I started a podcast. It's called Press Podcast, putting relentless emphasis on seizing success. I felt like it wasn't my character, but I knew I was equipped, and I knew that it was a gift that God gave me to encourage people. So this is my first episode, which I look at as my first step towards trusting God for what he has for me. What step are you willing to take? How many of you out there willing to take a first step with me? I don't know what that first step might be. Maybe your first step might be enrolling in school because you want to be a doctor, right? But you feel like it's late, too late in life for you to achieve what you want to achieve. It's never too late to become who you could have been. It is never too late to become who you might have been. Maybe you're the one out there, you want to start a business, and maybe your first step would be go and get a business license. Maybe your first step would be like writing out a plan for your business, putting together a model for your business. Maybe that's your first step, and you've been procrastinating. You don't know, you know, you've been kind of sitting back talking about, I'm waiting on God, I'm waiting on God, and years are going by. Months, days, weeks are going by, and you still haven't done anything because you say you're waiting on God when in actuality, God is waiting on you. He said that whatever you find your hands to do, that he bless it. But a lot of us, our hands aren't doing anything. We're afraid to make a mistake. We're afraid that we're going to fail. And what I want to tell you is that failure is a part of life. Failure is a part of life. Don't run from it. Embrace it. Because you'll learn from failure. Not many endeavors I've tried. I've tried as an entrepreneur. You know, they say that the typical entrepreneur fails at about 3 to 4 different businesses before they actually do something that works. So I think I'm right there at that point right now. Because I've tried stuff, I've lost money, I've made my wife and my family feel like, you know, the world, the sky is falling, the world is crumbling, man, because I wasn't afraid to take a risk. And because I failed, that failure doesn't define me. You know the difference between winners and losers? The difference between winners and losers is that winners are better at losing. I'm gonna say that again. The difference between winners and losers is that winners are better at losing than losers are. Well, how is that? How could that be? Because, easy. Winners know how to take a loss and continue to play. Losers take a loss and take their ball and go home. But winners continue to compete. Continue to work, to grow, to build. You might beat me this time, but I'm coming back. I might have lost a lot of money on that last thing, but guess what? I'm gonna go study. I'm gonna go do some homework. The experience that I had last time will never happen to me again because I learned from that, and I'm coming back. Now, I'm not gonna ball up in the corner and be like, yo, I'm never gonna try anything again. I'm just gonna stay over here where it's safe on my 9-to-5, drink my coffee in my cubicle. Listen, man, do you understand that? And I know everybody's not called to be an entrepreneur. Everybody's, you know, somebody's got to work for somebody. But I'm talking to you, those of you who are called to be entrepreneurs and you're dragging your feet. Do you not know that? And this is what I'm striving towards. the freedom that comes from doing what God called you to do. You thinking about the responsibility that you're going to have to take on. Oh, yeah, it's going to be all on me. No. It's going to be all on God, because you're being obedient to what he told you to do. See, right now, your whole security is built up on the dude that signs your paychecks. See, like, you put your whole family security in his hands, and maybe he might not make a foolish decision that will affect your paycheck. Who knows? Maybe you might go in tomorrow and they be like, listen, this is the last day. Y'all gonna have to find something else to do. We don't have anything else for you. What if? You know, what if that happened? Not trying to scare you, man, but listen. These jobs, they tell us when to wake up in the morning. They tell us when to go to bed at night. They tell us how much time we get to spend with our families each year on vacation. How many hours of that we can enjoy. They tell us where we can live by the wage that they pay us. And I'm not saying that if you get your own business that, you know, you're going to be raking it in hand over fist. Because I don't know. You know, I don't know what the dynamic of your situation is. But I do know that there's a level of freedom that comes with that. Because I've seen it by some of the business endeavors that I've tried and that I've walked in, even the ones that have failed. See, like I told you, failure is not an enemy. Like, you know, John Maxwell says, you got to learn how to fail forward. You know, you take your failures, and you learn from them, and you move on, and you go to the next thing. But you never, never allow fear to paralyze you and keep you in the same spot. Because the day that you do that, that's when you become a loser. That's when you become a failure. When you stop trying. When you concede to just sit on the sideline and watch life go by. No. That's the purpose of this podcast. To encourage you not to do that. To encourage you to never allow life to beat the fight out of you. You got to have fight in you in order to make it, in order to be successful. You got to have fight in you to keep getting up, to keep starting over. You know how painful it is to, and I'm sure some of you do, how painful it is to have something started and going, and then it just kind of bottoms out under you, and then you let your family down, especially you men. You know, you feel like you just let your wife down, you just let your kids down. You feel like you're looking stupid in front of all of your family and friends. How painful that is. But if you have the wherewithal within yourself to stand back up, if you have the ability, the tenacity, the determination to get up from that place, to pick up those pieces and continue to move forward, not just continue to move forward, but try again and again and again and again. See, consistency breeds results. A lot of you, you're thinking, man, you're hearing me now. You haven't thought about pursuing your dream in so long because you failed. And now you're thinking, nah, I don't want to do that anymore. I don't want to fail again. But the part that you're missing is that consistency breeds results. See, you weren't consistent. I wasn't consistent. The business that I started, you know, it went good for 6 months. And then once it hit a rough patch, I gave up. I didn't know where to go from there. If I had followed this principle of consistency, then I'd be a lot further in that than what I am. But, you know, also in that, there's room for God's will, because now I'm here doing this. I don't know what other road I would have took had that continued to work out. But the point is, that wasn't time wasted. It taught me. It shaped me. It molded me. Don't be afraid to fail. Don't be afraid of missing the mark. That's not the goal, but if it happens, embrace it. You got to pay your dues. You know, I'm saying that as I'm doing this show. And, you know, this is my first episode. Do I expect thousands of you guys to like this or to repost this to your friends? That would be fantastic. But what I realize is that I'm going to have to show some consistency in order for this to grow and work. That's why I said I'm taking this journey along with you. This is my first step. Now I'm going to have to begin to be consistent on a weekly basis. I got to do my homework. I got to study. I got to bring some energy and encouragement to you so that you'll know that, hey, this dude ain't just talking about it. He's actually doing it right before our very eyes. That's what I want to do. But again, how many of you listening are willing to take that first step? If you're willing to take that first step, I don't know what your first step is, but you know what your first step is. If you don't know what your first step is, pray and ask God what the first step is, right? Pray. Number two, do some research about the particular thing that you're wanting to do. And once you find out what numero uno, step one, no, I ain't talking about step five. That's our problem. We want to see steps 1 through 12 before we take step 1. And that's not trusting God. And that's not giving ourselves a chance to grow. Because we want to have all the answers before we get started. And, you know, I've heard it said that you ain't got to be great to get started, but you got to get started to be great. Which indicates to me that there's a process that has to take place. So find out what step one is, numero uno. Once you find out what step one is for what you want to do, I want you to email me at presspodcast15@gmail.com. Just email me what the first step is and just say step one, I don't know, driver's license. You might want to start a trucking company. Step one, CDL test. You might want to start a salon. Step one, enroll in cosmetology school. Maybe you already went to cosmetology school. Step one, you're trying to find out how to get your foot in the door. So step one might be going and talking to someone who already has an established business, setting up a lunch meeting with him or her and finding out what you got to do. But whatever that step one is, email me presspodcast15@gmail.com and let me know what your first step was. And as you step, man, we're going to step together. We're going to come back next week and just continue to see where we at with everything. And I'm gonna come back next week with some fiery stuff, man. Listen, right now, like I said, I'm at Norfolk Christian talking to those students. So next week, I'm gonna fill you in on what that was about. I'm gonna play that message live on Press Podcast so you guys can check it out. Look, what's the difference between winners and losers? Winners are better at losing than losers are, because winners know how to lose and come back and win. See y'all next time.